This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What a cliffhanger moment. The headline, InfoWars.com. President Trump, I concede nothing to fake ballots and Dominion. 5 minutes left with David Icke. David, thank you for the time. We really appreciate your great reports every day are going up on average at van.video. Your section there, one should share. In the 5 minutes we have left, your take on the election, what's happening, and what's unfolding.
Yeah, if I could just very quickly, because I do want to come to that, very quickly.
Cover whatever you want. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just very quickly. What I was saying was, when you self-identify the true I with the labels that we're given and we give ourselves, you go into myopia. You go into little me. You go into limited self. And if you know what they've done, this is one level of why they've introduced identity.
Well, they want to isolate us so we think of ourselves as individuals and not connected.
What they're doing with identity politics is they're subdividing the previous labels into smaller and smaller labels. That's why you get this long list of letters now of self-identity. So they're pulling us more and more into this. But when you self-identify, because those labels are merely experiences, brief experiences. Even human is a brief experience. We are the consciousness having the experience. We are the eternal I, consciousness. And when you self-identify with that, that is the I, and that's my experience. As you expand your sense of self-identity, so your consciousness expands. You move deeper and deeper into much greater scales of consciousness, and you break through this frequency band, which they control. And at that point, and people listening to this who've been through it will know, I can tell you, it works. It happened to me 30 years ago, and it's gone on happening. You suddenly see the world in a completely different way.
How do people trigger that chain reaction? Because I had the similar chain reactions in my life.
It's real simple. Just redefine who you are. Not I am David Icke, born in Leicester in 1952, but I am the consciousness having a brief experience called David Icke, born in Leicester, England in 1952. David Icke is my experience. I am the consciousness having that experience. It's completely different.
So David Icke is the finger of consciousness going out.
David Icke is the label self. David Icke is the label self who interacts with this five-sense world. But the consciousness that is the true I is that which is the consciousness having the experience through what's called.
That's why the enemy claims they want to make us one, but everything they do is to actually divide us.
Exactly. They've got to divide us. They want to divide us within ourselves from the wholeness of the consciousness that we are into these fragments that we call labels.
Because the sociopaths and psychos are so alone? I mean, they don't even know what love is. Experience how good all this is.
No, exactly. I go into this in the books. They are a state of consciousness, a state of awareness that's incredibly distorted and incredibly mixed up and chaotic. And they don't have the ability to feel what we call love. Thus, they don't have empathy. Thus, they don't have compassion. Thus, they can do all these things that they do without any emotional consequence for what they do. You could call them cold. They're not cold. They're solid ice, these people, especially here in the heart area, which they don't seem to be able to express. And this is why they do. I mean, think about it. You know, look at Bill Gates. Look at the mayhem, the suffering, the death, the chaos that he has created in these few months alone. He will have no emotional consequence for that, where people with any kind of open heart would be devastated by having that impact on the world and vast numbers.
All right, David, you drafted yourself. 1 minute break. You've got to give me your take on the election. Do 5 more minutes. We got to be honest. But I want to hear about this. We're back in 60 seconds. Infowars.com. Only way we win is you, and you're doing it. You're spreading the word about Infowars.com. You're spreading the word about Band.Video against the DNC lawsuits, against all the censorship. Bill Gates' news guard trying to get us shut down everywhere, putting reports out on us. But because of you supporting us financially and word of mouth, we're still on air, so thank you. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with the conclusion of David Icke. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on Infowars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We got some British steel bringing us in live. It's November 24th on this Tuesday. I'm Alex Jones, Joel Skousen, a smart man, World Affairs Brief editor, coming up, talking about the election and more next segment. But the one and the only David Icke of DavidIcke.com joins the Alex Jones Show. So I've been asking for an hour and a half. He's finally ready to get into it. The election, his prediction, what he thinks is really going on. David Icke, 5 minutes, I'll let you go. You got the floor. Lay it out.
Well, first of all, I remember coming to America in the 1990s, and I heard about they were bringing in and starting to talk about bringing in even more electronic voting. And my jaw frickin' dropped. What? Electronic voting? How are you going to run an election with electronic voting? With all the possibilities for hacking and misrepresentation that comes from that. And this has been brought forward and brought forward and brought forward and expanded because exactly that. It allows those that control the system, the electronic system, to and the digital system to dictate elections. And what we are looking at is it's got to be one of the most biased and obviously fraudulent elections, and actually the most, in American history. It's so blatant that Biden didn't win and that enormous amounts of fraudulent activity were going on. So why? Because you can almost put Trump aside. The key thing is his supporters. All that we've been talking about in this chat tonight, Alex, or tonight for me, the Trump supporters don't want. They're pushing back on it. It's the last thing they want, any of this stuff. And so if you have a president that has that base support, that wants none of this, then whatever the president is and whatever their attitudes, it's going to be very, very much more difficult to get things through that you want. So ideally, you want rid of that person. Now you've created this massively divided America. And you want a person in the White House who will not push back on any of it. He doesn't have the mental faculties to push back, nor does he have the desire to push back. And what you've got, and it's, this is where I mentioned earlier, Soros. Soros is another one of these front men for the cult who makes enormous amounts of money from the financial system. And people say, oh, he's good. Well, if I knew when the market was going up and going down because the cult was making it happen, then I'd be very good at making lots of money. And again, the rider is, you're making lots of money, George. Now, vast amounts of it have got to be spent on the agenda in the guise of philanthropy. So you've got Soros funding all over the world, but particularly in America, all these woke organizations and BLM and all of it. which are obviously on the Biden side. You've had education taken over, and this woke mentality, this unthinking woke mentality, has been manipulated in generations of people who are now the woke generations that are pushing on the side of the Democrats, which is it's a fascistic party, and it's controlled by the 1% and people like Soros. So now they are making their play to bring in a full woke censorship, political correctness, open the southern borders, all of it, which they've been planning for a very long time. And they weren't going to frickin' win. Because Biden is about the hardest sell of a presidential candidate you could ever see. They've had to keep him locked away so they don't put him on public display too often, because he is the worst thing you can do if you want to get him into power. So how are they going to do that? They're going to fix the boat. They're going to fix the system to make sure their guy gets in. And of course, he will be an empty shell president who will be completely controlled by what...
Well, that's my next question. He can barely talk now. What do you think their play is? Because what you said, they've announced the end of the borders. They're going to shut off all the oil, which will bankrupt us. I mean, they're literally going to declare war on this country.
Yeah, and that's another thing, of course. You mentioned it earlier. The whole idea with the Biden presidency would be super, super beyond extreme response to the COVID virus, like the mass.
Oh, he says permanent lockdown, basically.
Yeah. So you can see where they're going, and you can see why they had to win this election. And they couldn't do it. If this was a straight election and not the COVID election, then, you know, Biden would never have got to the end. And when you go to the level of the suppression by the mainstream media and Silicon Valley of what should have ended his presidential run, the revelations about Hunter Biden, his son, and the laptop,
the
and
Chinese the general,
and oh dear, it should have been over. It should have been walk away time. But this is how desperate they are, Alex, to get Biden in. Because with him, well, he won't run the presidency. That in the background will run the presidency, and in the most extreme way. They want to.
David, you're absolutely right. And what's crazy is the mask, the cult, the surrealness of this. It's go ahead.
That's it. And if Trump had got in, whatever people say about Trump, his support base would not have stood for it on anything like the scale that he's planned through Biden. So they had to get Biden in, and they scammed the election to do it. And it's so bloody blatant. If it wasn't so tragic, it'd be laughable.
Well, that's the thing. The globalists think forward, but they're also very robotic. This is going to backfire on them.
Well, it can backfire on them any time. Any time that people in vast numbers say, we're not doing it. Okay, someone comes out of the White House. They come out of Downing Street, and they say, we've had a discussion, this is what's going to happen, which is what they're doing all the time, particularly in Britain with Johnson. And enough people in the country say, we're not doing it. No, we're not doing that. So where's the power? The power that they have is the power we give them when we say, well, I don't agree with it, you better do it, you know, I suppose it's the law. That's how tyranny gets
that's
controlled.
My last point. We're going to let you go. But why would they have Johnson and Schwab and Trudeau all admit we're really doing this for a power grab? And then now that made everybody get pissed off, because now everybody, I mean, I talked to liberals that are waking up. They're like, oh, my God, I didn't know it was economic war. You're right. We're sorry. I mean, it's like there's somehow they have blind spots where they admit their crimes. Or is that a... It's because they're slaves and robots, and they don't even get the big plan themselves.
A lot of them don't, because of this fierce compartmentalization. I don't think Johnson gets it in total, but he still has responsibility for implementing it by taking the orders and the advice of people.
No, I agree. That's why they admit a lot of it, because they're in these meetings, and then they just go out and blabberate.
Yeah, but when you're talking about Klaus Schwab...
Oh, he knows.
He absolutely knows. When you're at that level, and notice the level where they really know It's almost never a politician. I mean, does Biden really know? No, he knows the levels of it. But it's the non-politicians, the people one step back, the advisors, etc.
And the day we start reverse engineering it with you and myself and others is the day they fail. And that's all we've done is reverse engineered what they're doing. DavidIke.com. David, thank you for the time. We salute you, my friend.
Thank you, mate. Talk again.
Thank you. DavidIke.com, the new book. Get it? The Answer. Amazing book. I read it a month ago. Blew me away. And I know a lot of stuff, but I want to say every day from David Icke, we love him. All right, Joel Skousen, the World Affairs Briefing, a very smart person. He will be joining us to talk about the big picture and what he thinks. And just briefly, because we won't be here if you don't finance us, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new sale going right now, and basically it's the stuff that didn't sell out. I'm not going to lie to you about it. It's Prepare for Lockdown 2, Martial Law, and the Great Reset. And the new thing is 10% off on all storable food, ready to ship now, unprecedented. It's already super discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. 1 month, 4 months, 6 months, specialty foods, all of it. PrepareWithAlex.com is where you find that special, PrepareWithAlex.com. And you get your DNA Force Plush. We got VasoBeats back in. We got Alpha Power back in. Joel Skousen, straight ahead, World Affairs Brief Editor. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song, I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lubbock, Rock, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live for the rest of the hour. Joel Skousen's here.
Successful life for living.
A Marine Corps aviator, Vietnam, best-selling author, researcher, family involved, fought in the Globos, the Cleon Skousen from the beginning. Dead on target. He was on with us, I don't know, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, and he said, no, Trump's going to lose because of fraud and because of the globalists. And I had a gut feeling. My wife asked me the day of the election, she said, is Trump going to lose? And I said, I think he's going to win, but they're going to steal it. And I told Joe Rogan that as well. My gut's never wrong. Joel's was never wrong. And I talked to, it's not name dropping, it's actually sickening. I've talked to four top Trump lawyers last week. I talked to two of them yesterday. And I almost feel evil coming on air and telling you what they told me, even though they were straight shooting me. Because I don't want to be the guy saying Trump's about to lose. Even though the Supreme Court's taking over the key cases and all the rest of it, I just, almost everyone's left Trump. He has almost no one left. Giuliani and a few other people. He never got control of the executive. He's got 10, 15% of his people now. And we should start talking about what's going to happen once Biden gets in there. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't pre-talked to Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, editor-in-chief of that. But, Joel, what do you think's going on here? You predicted here on air Trump was going to have it stolen from him, and here we are.
Yes, indeed, Alex. It's very, very sad to see. But, you know, even sadder is the fact that there is so much evidence. And in successive articles in the World Affairs Brief, I've really presented the evidence. And, I mean, you have to go through and see the computer logs. You have to see the statistical evidence that shows that there are impossible dumps of ballots at certain time that raise the vote level. And all of this is provable in court. But unfortunately, you know, Sidney Powell has made some claims that are not going to be credible and backed up. In fact, the same thing happened with General McInerney, who talked about, various softwares, Hammer and the other one that predicted that they were going to use 3% to always keep Biden ahead 3%. But that was old news. That may have been true in the 90s when he got briefed on this thing.
Sure, that's old news on Hammer and Scorecard. We have to have the evidence now.
That's right. And in fact, they did not use a program which kept Biden ahead by 3%. It was a much more sophisticated program, not only of flipping votes occasionally, but also of bringing in the ballots during the dead of night, which was documented by witnesses, et cetera. Now, you don't know what's in those ballot boxes, but certainly, you know, you can prove through the videos that are available that
it's being done illegally after the polls are closed.
That's right. And it was very purposeful to shut down the counting so that they could bring in these extra votes and do this. So the evidence is there. But as Robert Barnes of Barnes Law talked about, it's very important that you only present to the courts the most credible evidence. You don't flood them with everything because they'll pick and choose the weak stuff to discredit your whole case.
Well, exactly. Barnes is one of the key people that I can absolutely. They said the key is going after the signatures and only you can prove because the courts will throw out something that's nebulous.
That's right. And it's important to realize that's the reason that Sidney Powell was dismissed from the legal team is that, first of all, she was making too many promises in the press that couldn't be backed up. She was not putting forth evidence. Even Tucker Carlson had a a major set to with Sidney Powell because she wouldn't present any evidence. Now, the lawyers say, of course, you don't want to litigate in the public, but in this case you do. And the reason you do is because the judges, if they know that the public knows about the absolute proofs of fraud...
Oh, exactly. This is all political. This is all out in the open.
Yeah, they're going to be very reluctant to be able to overturn that, and they're going to really have to dig hard to justify it if the public knows about it. Otherwise, they know it's going to be fraud. But if you keep it a secret and the judge just dismisses the case, then nobody knows what you presented specifically.
And I know she's been given evidence. She's not a forensics engineer, so she doesn't know how to explain it. And so there is that's where the problem is caused.
That's right. And but there is, you know, it isn't easy. You don't have a clear smoking gun of somebody from Dominion Systems admitting this, and you're never going to have that. This is deep state tactics.
Yeah, they just put the Swiss cheese holes in, and then that's where the corruption happens. So what do you think Trump should do? Does he have a path to victory?
Well, it's out of his hands now because it's in the hands of the courts and in the hands of what the attorneys actually present to the courts. But, you know, the courts are controlled by the deep state, including a majority of the justices on the Supreme Court. And so I don't think that they're going to allow this, case to go forward.
Sure. And what do you make of Trump allowing the transition money to start going? He says that that doesn't matter, but I don't think so. I think that's a major capitulation point.
Well, it is, but you've got to remember that he's got advisors surrounding him, telling him to capitulate, to give in, to stop fighting this. And as I say, he's wearing down. It's very, very sad. And the problem is, of course, that we lost our country years ago when we allowed the judicial system to become corrupted by, deep state people. And it's hard to overcome because when the deep state does things that are not public, when they pay off judges, when they have dirt on them through the NSA, it's very difficult for the public to say no. I mean, we get snookered into accepting what Trump picked out as Kavanaugh, who's deep state.
No, I totally agree. What is this going to do to Q if Trump is stolen and removed?
Well, I'm hopeful that Q will go away forever because Q is a major disinformation expert working on the other side. In fact, one of the problems with Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell is that they're Q believers, and that's why they're so confident. And there's several other people that are just absolutely coming out and saying Trump is going to win this. Trump is going to win this. And they're believing Q, who's been wrong virtually about everything. But it keeps people's false hopes up about Trump having some secret plan to drain the deep state. I mean, it's just not going to be true. Robert Barnes of Barnes Law says clearly as well, Q is a disinformation expert.
I can tell you, Barnes is working directly for Trump, so I'll leave it at that. That's known by the enemy, but I think the audience deserves to know that. And Joel Skousen's Skype just broke up. We'll come back with him on the other side. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not just Barnes I'm talking to. I'm talking directly to Trump's top attorneys, okay? It's not about name dropping. This makes me physically sick, okay? They're completely surrounded. They're working 20 hours a day. They have mountains of affidavits. They have total proof. We've gone over it. It's just insane, kicking out the observers, triple counting ballots, hiding ballots for Trump. But we need that in front of the judges. And that's what, of course, Dominion's engaged in fraud. Of course, Smartmatic. But you try to put that in front of a judge. I mean, they're not a software engineer. They don't know what it means. But I have talked to four top Trump lawyers, the top ones, and they say it's Zero Hedge got it perfectly right yesterday. They're calling it a Death Star shot right now. It doesn't matter they put the Supreme Court justices over the key districts. If the lawyers aren't there, because all the threats to get the cases up, they can't do it, and they're threatening all the lawyers off the cases. I'm just going to tell you the truth. This country's in deep trouble. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs,
They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the heroes sheep that wear the mask to go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Even during my wildest dreams of tyranny, I would have never imagined this headline from the CDC. CDC tells Americans to avoid alcohol and singing during Thanksgiving gatherings. Having fun is banned. It also says keep music levels down. I mean, wow, they're seeing what will do, what will follow. Wow. And don't blink either. They say don't blink your eyes. In the UK, they have signs up saying look away from people. Bill Skousen, I want to get into the COVID hoax, the COVID propaganda, and where that's going, and the martial law UN operation, and why would Klaus Schwab be admitting world government and the Great Reset and Justin Trudeau. But just getting back to Trump, I I always have an easy job because I get the best guests on that have the great best track records of being accurate. I try to be as truthful as possible. We all see through a rose-colored darkly of sin. We're all distorted. I'm trying to be Christ-like, but I'm obviously not. But then I get this Trump thing where his lawyers are like, everyone's abandoning. We're going to keep fighting on, but it's over. And I'm like, I don't want to tell the listeners that because I'm going to keep fighting. And then I see Pennsylvania and all the fake certifications in Nevada today. But then I see all the evidence of fraud coming out. And I know talk show hosts are supposed to be decisive. And I am decisive on stuff like the Second Amendment or abortion or Christianity or Jesus Christ. But at this point, I don't actually know the outcome. But I know this. Trump shouldn't concede. He should keep exposing the fraud. They want him to concede. You're a smart guy. I respect you. What do you think President Trump should do?
Well, absolutely. He should not concede because of the fraud, and he ought to start to air the evidence very carefully. That's the important thing. If the courts aren't going to do it, you need to get it out on a major public platform and have this exposed so the American people become convinced, because the mainstream media is never going to cover this. So it's got to be released, and it's got to be released by the President of the United States.
Totally agree. Why is he silent? He needs to be the one that releases it from the Resolute desk. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And the reason he doesn't do it is because he's, first of all, not a technical guy. He lives by briefings. He lives by other people telling him what to do. And so, you know, he rants and raves at him about why aren't we getting effectiveness, but he isn't a strategic thinker. And that's the problem. He's a populist.
And by the way, you don't just say that. It's true. He's a good guy, has a good heart. He's good, but he's not, as you've said, he's not strategic. He literally just goes off what he hears and has a good instinct, but doesn't have knowledge himself.
But he thinks because he's lived by sound bites in all of his rallies, and he keeps repeating the same things, which are correct, but he leaves it there. He never has the details. For example, he said, I want to get rid of birthright citizenship before I leave office, but he doesn't have a clue of how to do this. He has to rely on the attorneys, and they're fighting back on him. He did make some changes at the Pentagon, but, you know, Christopher Miller is really doing tokenism. He's, sending home a few troops, less than a quarter of these things, and that's going to get overturned. But he's leaving.
We can probably get this message to Trump. So, Joel, what is your message? What can he do to grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, he needs to set up a major press conference and a press presentation that will take about an hour, and he's going to have graphics prepared. He's going to have to show the statistics, and I put those out on the World Affairs Brief in the three previous weeks to show the charts and the graphs. They're all out there on the internet showing the bump up when these blocks of the Biden votes went in and when the votes were flipped. It's very easy to see when you look at the charts, and it's going to be proof to the American people. They need to see it in graphics.
They need to see that leadership. How did they convince him to not do this? He should show the fraud graph, as you just said. It's game over if he does that.
It is. The American people will be convinced. Even the liberals will look, wow, you know, that's really dramatic. Especially if you have experts explaining that. And I've named the experts in the World Affairs Brief. And by the way, you know, your listening audience can get a copy of this by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. But it is just dramatic when you see what's really out there. And it doesn't do any good for Sidney Powell to go on Tucker Carlson and said, you know, we've got proof, we've got proof. Let's start showing the proof. That's the last thing that he can do.
I totally agree with you. What else can we do to get the word out and to stop this?
Well, the other thing we need to do, we need to start a major campaign to stop listening to Q. This is important because I'm going to take back what I just said to you before about Q going away after. He's not going to go away. In my opinion, he's going to continue to lead the conservative movement falsely by promising false solutions and continue to put out cryptic messages about how these things, that there's going to be a military coup, that the military is secretly going to, you know, continue to follow Donald Trump, and this is absolutely bogus. But the longer people listen to people like Q with disinformation, the longer it's going to take them to realize we need to revamp, we need better leadership. I personally think, even though I've supported Donald Trump, that we need a new leader for 2024. If Donald Trump runs again, we'll have more of the same. He can still be manipulated. he will still be on the talking points. He doesn't have the background to follow through on anything that he says. And besides, if we don't break this vote fraud thing, it's going to happen again in 2024. But I really think that we need a very strong, principled conservative leader who has real background, who has real good legal sense and good strategic sense, that can get in there and use the power of government while he's president to undo the deep state, which Trump has not been able to do.
What do you expect to happen if they're able to get Biden in?
Well, here's what I expect to happen. Now, as I covered in this week's World Affairs Brief about the Great Reset, you're absolutely right about Klaus Schwab in his statements here. They intend to use the coronavirus shutdowns to actually hobble and destroy a good portion of the economy and make people dependent on bailouts. Everybody dependent on them. And to a certain extent, people think we're justified because government caused this. It wasn't a legitimate pandemic. Government made the mistake. They need to pay me for this. But unwittingly, good people, even conservatives who are losing their businesses, losing their restaurants, are now going to be dependent, just like the airlines, on bailouts. And with those bailout packages are going to come a plethora of socialist legislation, income for all, national health care, and other things as the price of accepting the bailout. Now, Nancy Pelosi tried to get a lot of this stuff into the current bailout packages, but Trump rejected. Now, once Trump's gone, and if the Democrats take control of the Senate or even get within one vote, there's enough compromising Republicans to vote with the Democrats. I think we're going to see those bailout packages pass with those Great Recess socialist programs built into it. And that's how we really start to lose our liberty and the free market economy.
I mean, I totally agree with you. And I know behind the scenes, Trump says keep fighting. I've talked to his lawyers. He says I'm not conceding. I concede nothing. He's sitting in the day. But Joel Scalzo in the World Affairs Brief, why isn't he at the Resolute desk every night showing the evidence? He's the only one that can bypass the censorship. I know his lawyers have said, oh, if you do that, Congress and the courts won't listen to you if you make it political. The Democrats have already made it political.
That's right. I mean, they're telling him you'll make it political, but look, the judges are political. They won't show it. They won't admit it. They don't want this evidence out there so that they can dismiss this stuff and walk away thinking that we've done our duty. They haven't done their duty. Only way to do that is to get this front and center to the American people, the kind of graphs that they're showing. And, you know, one of the best graphs that I put out a couple of weeks ago in the World Affairs Brief is the one that shows the mail-in ballots. You know, one of the statistical analysts said, because the mail-in ballots get shuffled in the mailing system, they don't all come in from precinct to precinct, which are mostly Democratic or mostly Republican. And so they all should be almost totally uniform. There should never be any spikes in Democratic votes or Republican votes in mail-in voting because it all gets shuffled in at different times and places into the postal system. And then he shows this graph on all of the swing states, especially Virginia, which nobody's calling contested, was absolutely thrown for. They showed these bumps, and all of a sudden, the ratio of Biden to Trump votes went up, and it stayed up, and then it went up again, and then it went up again.
Oh, the graph is incredibly obvious. Joel Scalzo, worldfirstbrief.com. Let's come back in the final segment, talk about what happens if Biden gets in. Worst case scenario, what do we do as patriots? And then Owen Schroyer, with a big election fraud expert, kicks off at 3 p.m. Central. You don't want to miss it.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes,
Crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Alan Jones Show. War Room coming up at T-minus 12 minutes. We are joined right now by Joel Skousen, Patriot veteran, head of WorldAffairsBrief.com. Looking at what happens if Biden is able to weasel in, which I'd give about an 80% chance right now. I'm not trying to be negative or defeatist, folks, just being reality-based. It's the only thing I've got is being honest. What do they do? I mean, they're announcing it here. Open borders, shut down the oil fields, war, siege, endless lockdowns. What do you see happening there, and how do we peacefully and lawfully resist that?
Well, the key is going to be, as I expect Donald Trump not to win this in the courts. So the key is going to be still to retain the Senate to block those things. And this is going to be very difficult because there's a lot of fraud in Georgia, and they spilled over into the
Senate. Oh, they've announced they're doing mail-in ballots again on the runoff.
And, even the Georgia governor called after the recount. He called for a verification of the signatures on the ballot. Now, that's not going to fly once you've done a recount, which is when you should have done that. And as I pointed out in last week's World Affairs Brief, the call-in to the local election official there said, after the recount is over, what did you present back to the state election officials? We presented the original vote count. Well, didn't the recount show a difference? Yes, it was different. Why then are you presenting the original vote count back to the state election officials? You'll have to talk to the state officials to find out that, he said. So they got instruction not to submit the recount vote to them. but the original vote count. So there's a massive amount of fraud going in into Georgia. Now, here's what's going to happen if Biden gets elected, if he takes the Senate. That is, if we lose these Senate votes and they've got a majority, or even within one, there's enough rhino Republicans like Mitt Romney or Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski that will vote with the Democrats. They'll start to pass this stuff. Now, they're going to get two additional states. The first thing on the agenda is they're going to make Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico a state, and then you have a permanent Democratic majority of four votes in the Senate, which is going to cap that so that we'll never win in the Senate again. And then they'll be able to put in all of the radical judges that they want to stack the courts.
And they're talking about packing the Supreme Court.
That's right. They can pack the Supreme Court to overcome the token conservative majority. But, you know, Roberts is deep state. They've got dirt on him, and they can give him the phone call at night and turn him anytime they want. And they have some control over other judges, too, like Kavanaugh, because of his being part of the Vince Foster cover-up. And Amy Coney Barrett is strictly a mainstream, quote, conservative judge who will vote with the government, as she has 100% of the time before, or with big corporations. So she's not going to defend our liberty. So I think what's going to happen is a little bit different than what you may have projected before about total martial law by the end of the year. I think they're going to take it a little bit slower in terms of gun control, for example, because they know what will happen in the rebellion with all of the guns that have been purchased.
Yeah, they want to gut the economy first.
That's right. They want to gut the economy first so everybody becomes subservient. And that's why people need to understand the key to this entire false pandemic is this test. This is the first time they've ever used a PCR test because it's not a test. A PCR is an amplification procedure for doing genome studies, et cetera, and they've applied it to a test. And what makes the PCR test falsified is what's called a primer. They have to dope the sample with a primer. And the primer, if it multiplies, it means that you've got what the primer says you have. Well, the primer is false. They don't have the COVID-19.
By the way, the former head of Pfizer, chief scientist, says this. I mean, this is not your opinion.
Right.
This is a open fraud.
That's right. And Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, the Canadian expert in virology, who also runs a North Carolina testing company, says the test is not valid. You are not sick if you have the. It even takes old particles of DNA from coronavirus, any coronavirus, and amplifies it because the primer is supposed to be specific to COVID-19, and it is not. It is only specific to coronavirus. So it is a magic formula.
Which, again, for those who don't know, is one of the most common viruses.
That's right. And so what happened, look at Florida. Florida opened up, and they've had no more death rate or anything, but they're saying we have tripled the cases now that you've opened up. Tripled the cases are bogus. Because
and I was thinking about cases calling an infection versus, this is insane.
That's right. And they're still counting deaths of everyone who tests positive, which is also a false positive test, as a COVID death when they're dying of chronic disease and other comorbidities.
So how do we burn this thing out? How do we shut it down? How do we stop it? We have state governors to say no? I mean, what do we do?
Well, I don't think you can stop it. And the reason I say this is because I am just shocked at how the American people have so easily accepted this because of their trust in the medical
establishment. They failed the test. They have literally just invited a takeover.
We have invited it because we've accepted health insurance, and health insurance only pays for establishment medical. So everyone is primed to accept what medical doctors tell them, and that's the evil thing about it. I mean, the only good thing about what's happening here is that homeschooling is up by millions who aren't going back to school with these masks. People are starting to do home births rather than go to the hospital because they're going to force that vaccine.
Joe, I'm not bragging. I'm sure you've had this happen. But people have gone from, like, I shake 20 hands, one person cusses me out, to now liberals come up and apologize crying. I mean, I go out now in public in Austin. It's ridiculous. So there's been a mass awakening. I mean, I get nothing but love now in just the last month. What happened? What do you think happened?
Well, I mean, it's been a wake-up call to anybody who's honest. But, you know, it's amazing. I was, you know, I'm a pilot, and the chief medical examiner doctor who writes the articles for AOPA, the biggest lobby for the pilots, he quoted the whole statistic and says, you know, we've had 250,000 people die from this, and we have all of these infection cases. You know, here's a smart guy. He's never even ever seen the other evidence. So conclusive is the censorship that good, honest doctors don't even have a clue that this stuff is being falsified. I mean, this is really hard to beat, Alex, when you've got near total censorship. And I am shocked at how 80%, I estimate, of American people still get their news from...
No, I agree. But that's why people like you and others have to get the good boil downs and send them to all the decision makers, like the head of the airline or the private pilot association.
But here's what happens. What we find, and I have been sending things out. For example, the Utah governor, Governor Gary Herbert, has a son, his older son, Nathan, knows this stuff, knows the truth. And he's been feeding it to his father and demanding his father look at it. His father won't do it. His father turns away and rejects it because he is afraid to buck the establishment. This is the problem that even mainstream...
Sure, they think it's a social agreement, but the social agreement has been broken. And so we have to stop submitting when the whole social contract's been broken.
Well, all I know is that there's hardly anybody in any city council, city or state, that has the courage to stand up and say the emperor has no clothes, that this is not worthy of a pandemic.
You know, I agree. So he won't even listen to his own son.
No, he won't even listen to his own elder son, who's credible. So, you know, this is going to be, I just don't think we're going to beat this unless they start to become very oppressive. And that's why I'm saying I don't think they're going to go to martial law by the end of the year. Because if they start...
They want to get the IDs first. They want to get us on the smartphones. They want to get us in the trap first.
They're going to move slower than what we think in terms of... But it's going to be very steady, insidious, more and more control, more and more surveillance, more and more contact tracing. And this vaccine, this is going to be the big thing to see how aggressive they push this. General Pernas was on a video saying, we're going to make sure that everybody has this vaccine within 24 hours. Now, a lot of it have interpreted that as saying they're going to be forced to take it within 24 hours, but that's not what he meant.
He means when you want it, you get it.
We're going to make it available within 24 hours to everybody.
All right, Joel, we're out of time. WorldFirstBrief.com. Join us again very soon. Great analysis. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Owen Schroyer takes over. He's got this big... Overstock.com, former CEO, great, smart guy, got major evidence of the fraud. He'll do the first hour. That's coming up. Please, word of mouth, override the AI. Tell people about Band.Video. Tell people about Infowars.com. Tell folks about the video. Share them on your email, your text message, while you still can. And get storable food. We have the highest quality, ready to ship within one day. 10% off all the entire selection of the best company at preparewithalex.com. That's the one thing you need, and that in self-defense, relationship with God, is storable food. It lasts 25 years. InfoWarsStore.com. It's high quality. Major savings on every product they've got. InfoWarsStore.com. You can find all of our supplements and books and films and everything, but at preparewithalex.com, you find the 10% off on the storable food. All right. I want to thank you all for a great job. I want to salute the crew. We hand it over now on the live feeds to Owen Schroyer. I want to thank all of our affiliates as well. The War Room coming up at Infowars.com/show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.